Please be joined on the line right now by Arnold Pearson, the Member of Parliament for Peace River West Lock. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, no problem at all. Good to hear you.
Well, we just got started with the new year on the calendar. We're now into 2026. Certainly a lot of interesting things going on in Canadian politics the last little while, and some interesting things to follow in the new year. What about for you? What are kind of some of the big things that you're kind of interested to see in this year ahead here?
Yeah, so I look forward to continuing to defend the interests of Alberta and get some pipelines built, or at least get them approved for across the country, going east and west. That's probably number one priority. Continue to defend freedom of religion with the Liberals' Bill C-9, probably coming back in the when we get back to Ottawa there. That's that committee right now, and so we'll be participating in that debate for sure. And looking forward to like bringing getting inflation under control and getting the cost of living down for everybody.
And on the oil pipeline stuff, certainly there's been a lot of talk around that. Certainly the provincial government in this province has been very big on trying to work with Prime Minister Carney on trying to get some more pipelines, getting them built towards the BC coast and dealing with some other things. What kind of is sort of your level of optimism, I guess, for if we're going to see any progress happening on that front?
Yeah, I guess I'll believe it when I see it. I am an eternal optimist, and so I'm always ready to push for it. Mark Carney has said the right things, and to us anyways, to people that want pipelines, but then to other people he says, well, it's not, there's no actual project yet and things like that. So it's a matter of jumping through those hoops that he's putting in place to get a project approved, but I'm certain that we'll be able to push for it. And I think the Canadian sentiment is on our side to get pipelines going so that we're not so dependent on the Americans.
And also on that oil front, certainly we have seen the situation recently in Venezuela, and that's had an impact on certainly the markets out there for both American and Canadian oil. I guess what are kind of some of your thoughts on the kind of the situation there and what sort of impacts it can have here?
Yeah, so if the Americans can divert away from Canadian oil to Venezuelan oil, that will have a big impact on our abilities to continue to finance this country. I know that is a big worry for a lot of people, and that's probably now more than ever we need to get these pipelines built.
And certainly another big talking point for a lot of people has been, the various tariffs that Canada has been had to deal with recently, not just from the U.S., but from some other countries. And certainly that's had an effect on various products, agricultural, forestry, oil and gas, certainly as well from this region. What are kind of some of the impacts that you've seen locally on that front?
Yeah, so we've had a number of mills, softwood lumber mills, either reduce their shifts or announce shutdowns. That's been terrible for several communities. But I'm hopeful that that 2026 will be the year that we can turn some of that around. I know that CUSMA comes up for renewal this year, so it'll be negotiated, and it'll be interesting to see how the government does in those negotiations.
Certainly a number of interesting things to keep an eye on there. Peace River West Lock MP Arnold Pearson, thanks for joining us here today.
Anytime, Kyle. Nice to hear you.